per hour. Overnight.
Log Talk Radio.
57. For tomorrow, we'll see gradually clearing skies throughout the day, bringing us a high near 75 and a low around 57. Then taking a look at the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday should be partly sunny skies with highs in the low 70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you. Tune us in and turn us on. I have got a great, great guest today. And, you know, what I love about that is, what is it that we're called to bring into the world? What is it for many of us that we think about our lives and we find ourselves on a pathway? And that pathway takes us to becoming internationally renowned as somebody in the world that is helping other people. And one of the things I love about this is when I think about Dr. Catherine Shaneberg, who's joining me here today, and I think about what it means to be an internationally renowned transpersonal psychologist, a lecturer, a teacher, a visionary, award-winning author, grounded in ancient Kabbalah of light, or somebody says, some people say Kabbalah, some people say Kabbalah, say, you know, so we're going to hear what she says. Just like, it's like working with Sarah Main and learning ancient Sanskrit. But the point is this, when you are in the world, you understand a couple of different things. One, you understand that there's so much timeless wisdom in the world that we're on the verge of forgetting if we don't have people like Catherine today to remind us. If we don't have these beautiful, beautiful ways to bring such timelessness to our contemporary time. And why is that important? It's important because we need this now. I don't think anybody would have predicted, and all you got to do is turn on a couple of television shows, and what you're going to find is, as you turn those shows on, people say one thing: we've never experienced this before. We've never been here before. But maybe we have, and maybe we just don't know it because these times go so far back. But there is a solution. It's ancient. It ignites the imagination. It will illuminate the soul. And that is the Kabbalah of Light. Dr. Shaneberg, great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be with you today.
I'm glad you're here. When I went back to school, I wanted to grow up to be like you. And, you know, what I found, I know, you're thinking, really.
Yeah, well, you didn't know me, so.
But I did. I did, in a sense. And what I mean by that is I went down a pathway to really learn some things that I was not going to be a psychologist. I was not going to do that body of work. I was not going to practice clinical psychology, because when I came back home after going to school in California, the rules were very, very strict. We couldn't have a conversation like the one we're having right now, in a sense. But I want to know from you, your life pathway, and when was your heart touched? In a way, your heart-opening aha moment caused you to see a vision for your life that brought you right here today.
I always had it. My first memories are of creating images and using those images to help people. So even at 2, 3 years old, I was doing this. I have described this little story of the homeless lady who lived across the street from us, and every night I would wave to her, and then I would cover her in light, blankets of light, so that she'd be comfortable for the night. So I've always had that, and all the drawings that my mother kept of me as a tiny child are drawings of angelic beings surrounding the house, surrounding people, helping them. So it's been part of my soul, I think, from the beginning. Yeah.
You know, there's something on your website. There are a lot of things on your website I want to talk to you about, but it's not a website. It's really a way to show up and show out in the world. See, that's the way I see these things in technology now. We call them websites, we call them phones, but that's not what they really are. They're really a way, a gateway. And on your site, you know, one of the questions you ask is, do you know who you really are? But then there's a very important thing that you say. And you talk about the subconscious mind as being a gateway, creating the life you dream of. And I love that we're talking about that. Now, I will tell you that Hollywood has made a multi-billion dollar, right, revenue stream at a talking about subconscious gateway in the multiverse, right? But from this perspective, what does our subconscious give us? What is the gift of understanding our subconscious mind?
Well, the subconscious mind is your truth. If you tap into it, if you gaze in, you're going to get the truth about what you feel, about whatever is happening in your life. You can ask a question, or you have a question on your mind, and if you look inside, it's going to tell you something that may be very different from what your mind is telling you. Now, I'm not at all against the mind. I want to say that right away, because we need the conscious mind to be looking in. That's the work that the conscious mind needs to do. And then ask the question. And if the question is, should I take this job, and you see a steel door closing in front of you, right? It's a very clear answer. I always give the example of, you want $1 million, you want to manifest $1 million, it's just not going to work that way. You've got to go inside and ask, should I be asking for $1 million? And if you get a tent, well, it's certainly not your way. If you get a palace, maybe it's your way, right? Then you're meant to be and to manifest $1 million. We can't manifest unless we dream it.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought this up. I want to really get to this. You know, I was reading your book, and I've done a number of interviews with Gloria Steinem. I met her when I was in my corporate job, and I stood beside her marching for women's rights, whatever you want to call that, you know. But it was a really important part of my life. It was what shaped me. But I love the quote in your book, without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning. And this is so important because, gosh, don't we need to dream again? So many people have sort of given up on that idea. But I'll tell you this, I'm here today because I was driving across the I-90 bridge, and my entire windshield lit up one day, and I saw the network that I was to build. I saw the channel. I'm not kidding. It was like right there. It was so clear. It was scary. And then I had to act on it.
I totally understand, because when I was 28, I saw the school. All the school, all the arc of the school and the students and the different parts of the school that would be developed. And I saw the books. It was all there. So
yeah.
I just followed it, as you have, right?
Yeah.
And I think that our soul knows exactly what needs to be done. And the issue is how to tap into our soul so that it will show us what is in the way of our seeing what we need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there are many things in the way, of course. You know, it's like a great the imagination is the great river that makes us. I believe we're made of dreams.
Yeah.
We are energetic fields, and these energetic fields have a particular mission in life.
Yeah.
Are we going to fulfill it? That's the question.
I want to ask you this point, though, because there's a line in the book that I love, and there are many things in the book, but I think this is a great way to really get at some of the things that just hold us back. One of the things I think you say is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the conscious mind is the antagonist to the unconscious. The conscious mind is naturally antagonistic.
Yes.
Naturally antagonistic to the unconscious. And I thought, we got to talk about that, because sometimes don't you find that we want to avoid the whole idea of the conscious mind, the naturally antagonistic element, but isn't there essentially when you put these two together, whether it be naturally antagonistic or not, isn't there a great message?
Well, yeah. I mean, in because, you know, my work is based on a fundamental mystical Judaism, right? So
yes.
One of the things that is said is God creates Eve to be against Adam, against, kinigdu. And we need the against, we need the push. So we need the two minds to be slightly antagonistic, so that the conscious mind is going on about this job that is going to be fantastic and bring us a lot of money and celebrity, and the subconscious is saying, hey, there's a steel door closing there. And so we have two different movements, and the work is really to bring them to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Find a dialogue.
You know, do you think, I mean, we can't know, but I've often thought about when Freud, you know, started to just kind of dig deep into this area of unconscious mind. I don't think he had a clue, in a sense, to the depth by which you wrote about in this book, or that we really need to understand this in today's world. I mean, of course, he understood the unconscious mind and the store of memories, but we're really talking something much more multi-layered here as well, right? Maybe even multi-layered spiritual as well, soul intent as well, right? Am I on track with that?
Well, think of it as a great ocean, and on top of the ocean is garbage, like we have on our oceans today.
Oh, boy.
And what is happening on the outside is happening on the inside. There's a lot of garbage. So the first thing is what Freud was talking about, which is the repressed, difficult emotions and memories that we have to clear. But then the moment you clear them, you start finding out what the subconscious is all about. It's your source of creativity. Without it, nothing grows. Nothing transforms if you don't tap into the subconscious. Right?
There's a part in the book where you talk about that you changed. I you know, in reading your book, I always read a book and then I go back. And the second time I go back, I get a sense of how a book could change a person that wrote it, about how one that would write a book like, you know, the book that you wrote, it's amazing. But how you get changed, what you had to look at for yourself. And you talked about the very specific story about the subterranean movements of your psyche and their transformation. And the sense I got was it guided you, Leviathan, right? I think that's correct.
Right.
But there's a story about that, and there's a story that is so prominent in what you write. But, you know, this is the treasure hunt, as you call it, right? And it takes you at different places. But, boy, we don't want to always go there and think we can shortcut it and get us to where we want. Talk about this and how you were guided to write this about about the raising, right? Because you come out of the gate really early in the book and you mention that.
Well, it's funny because the Leviathan appeared to me one day and said, you're going to write a book about raising the Leviathan. I said, well, what is this all about? So the book told me what it wanted to me to talk about, right? It was showing me the way, right? So Leviathan is a metaphor, if you want, for the subconscious. If we don't entertain the subconscious and take care of it, it's a wild beast. And we see it all over our society, wild beasts everywhere, right? Getting worse and worse because people have not been taught how to handle their emotions. Now, the subconscious is going to appear as a tumultuous ocean, as monsters, as darkness and nightmares, as long as we don't start to enter into it and take care of the garbage, the stuck places in ourselves, right? The memories that hurt. The moment we do that, we clear ourselves and lighten ourselves, and then a path appears, a path that is a path of splendor that is going to appear for each one of us and for society if only we were to do the work, right?
Yeah.
It's not enough to go into the mind because the mind is analyzing. We have to go into the experience. And so when the Leviathan is we begin to tame the Leviathan by entering into our dreams and talking to them, dialoguing with them, and even repairing them organically, repairing their necessities, the Leviathan becomes a playmate. What is described in the Bible, God created the Leviathan to play with.
And, you know, let's link the bridge to this for a minute, if we could.
Yeah.
Because the bridge that gets linked to this has to do with dreaming. It has to do with understanding not just the way we'd like to understand it at a surface level, but really taking a look at dreaming from the perspective of what's involved from a physiological, right, idea, but also more about what's involved with the way that our dreams can cultivate or invite us to the future that we want or the future we should be aware of. I mean, this is important to you because this is another body of work that you've done, right?
Yeah.
You know, you talk about dreaming as a, yeah. Well, I think you call it dreaming. What do you say? Dreaming is a survival faculty of the brain. But this has become also part of your life journey. This is also part of your messaging to help us understand not just what dreaming is, but the role it plays in our existence.
Well, I think it's been demoted incredibly by the psychologists, which is a great pity. I think that it's one of the great tools that we have to transform, and that every night, like God, we hover over the abyss or the darkness, and suddenly light appears and we're given answers to our questions. And people forget how important that is. They see a nightmare and they give a pill. You don't need a pill for a nightmare. You need to enter into it. And somebody's knocking at the door wanting to come in. Well, let me put some light around myself, a shield of light. I'll open the door and find out what the guy has to say. And the guy may say, I'm here to tell you that you're going to have a problem with the boss if you don't repair this. And so the dream is trying to shake you up and show you the way, right?
Yeah.
It's such a great, great tool. It's one of the greatest tools that we have because the dream is about your truth. And it's showing you your truth. It's wanting to guide you towards your balance and your development. It's a ladder towards enlightenment, in fact. Right?
Yeah.
But that's the beginning of it is basically I have a dream at night that answers one of my anxieties or questions. I need to write it down. I need to take a look at it. I need to, if it has a necessity, I need to go back into the dream and start responding to the necessity. So the toilets are blocked. Let me clear the toilets. And it's amazing. If you do that in the subconscious, it takes half a second, and your life changes. Because the subconscious rules everything.
Boy, doesn't it?
It does. This is what the psychologists of today have, the social psychology has studied. It shows that more than 95% of our work is done subconsciously. Our decisions are taken in the subconscious.
Yeah, even moment to moment. You see, that's really, I think, what the beauty and insidious nature of this is that we are so unaware of moment-to-moment decisions, right? You know, do I take the SUV today or the sports car, right? I mean, we don't really quite understand the nature of it. But one of the other things, too, that you also have brought to the world is a much deeper understanding of this. You know, whether we're looking at the school of images, and I want to make sure everybody knows, you know, Dr. Catherine is joining me here today. We're talking about an incredible book, and I want to make sure all of you know, where can people get the book? Let's start with that, if we could. Is it available in Amazon and most places?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I actually don't know, because this is part of my life. I speak to other people.
Yes, I get it.
It's out everywhere. And it's going to be in audio and Kindle on the 25th of July.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the audio. The other thing, too, is, you know, let's make sure people know how to, you know, connect with you. Let's talk about the School of Images for a minute. Schoolofimages.com, everyone, is the website.
It's going to change, by the way. It's going to become the schoolofimages.org. We have a new website coming up in the next few days.
That is such a smart move to go in that direction. That is, like, brilliant. you know, we're living in a world, and I made a comment at the beginning about the world we're living in, how people talk about we've never been here before. And yet, if you dabble a little bit in any kind of history, especially history that's not about the United States, you know, you go and you look at places like Israel, or you look at places that 9 times out of 10, the only way you look at them is through some crazy headline. But you look at the deep, rich thousands and thousands of years, right, of what people have created on this earth. And we're still baffled today. But it's almost, to me, unusual to hear people say we've never been through this before, because historically, cultures have been through horrific times, just
horrific,
unbelievable times, right?
But I do think there's a change.
Yeah.
And the change is that we are, the change is too fast.
That's it.
So we don't have time to settle into the change and move into the next, movement of development or evolution of the world. I mean, you know, 100 years ago, we had the first planes, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Now we're on the internet, and we want it right away.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy how fast it's gone, and it's going to go faster.
Yeah, and that's really, the point is this. I mean, if you look at the Great Pyramids, yeah, we're looking at them today, but they didn't pop up from a tweet. They didn't pop up from, some Instagram message that you sent to somebody to create something. What is the impact of speeding up? And then what can we learn, you know, from light and light energy?
Well, actually, I have a whole chapter on time and how to stop time, right? Time doesn't exist. Time is an emotional situation. So if I learn to become quiet on the instant, time can expand. So when I go on holiday, which doesn't happen much because there's always work to be done, but let's say I have 2 days at the beach, then I will extend that time inside of myself. I will create the space-time that expands, and it's a space of light. Specific exercise in the book that describes how to do that. It takes 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This is also another thing that I think is very important, is how we can do this so fast while dealing with the fastness of the world. So it's not going to tell you to take an hour every morning and an hour every night. It takes a minute, 2 minutes, and you're into that place of complete quiet and silence inside.
Mm.
That's going to allow you to go back into the rat race, but with a different attitude.
Mm.
And allow the person also to grow things in a different way. You know, when you talk about manifestation a lot, manifestation is a dream moment. I dream that in 3 weeks I have to talk to Dr. Pat and I have to say something to, but I have no idea what. So I set the intent. 3 weeks, tell me what it is that I'm going to be talking about. And in 3 weeks, at the specific date, it appears. Because I trust my inside, right? So we can manifest that way in a very powerful and non-exhausting way.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about this because, you know, what it does for people, it helps all of us understand that we have that innate ability. And there are things we can learn. And you just said it. There are things that we can learn that don't take 10 years to do or implement. We can manifest them. We can be a present moment visionary and understand the power of dreams and dream making. I want to take a short break when we come back. We're going to talk about, you know, how not just the book, but the whole body of work that you're doing, you know, underneath it all, especially Sapphire Imagery, underneath it all, we're talking about transforming lives. You know, we're talking about something that one of my mentors said to me a very long time ago in a high desert on a vision quest. Stop thinking. Stop thinking. And I looked at Sidonia and I said, well, what do I do? And she, this tells you where I was a bunch of years ago. And she said, if you stop thinking, then what will you be doing? I said, I'll be daydreaming. I might be imagining. I might be seeing things. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to have beautiful, beautiful ways to connect your present, your past, what's inside of you with what's outside, everybody. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Dr. Catlin.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Self-care can be so much fun, and it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list, join me in the Soul Connector Circle community, get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. First of all, I want to just tell you that this book, I honestly don't even know why we say this book, because it's just so much more than that. You know, when I'm all of you joining me here today is Dr. Catherine Chamber, but that's not the point. The point is, this is a book that captures, to me, messages and call to actions of our time. But it's deeply grounded in ancient Jewish mystical traditions. And, you know, and if we're lucky enough, if we're fortunate enough, we have gotten some exposure to that. You know, I say the word Kabbalah. I have been corrected. You know, I dated someone that was Jewish for a number of years, so I got immersed in so many aspects. And spiritual aspects and teachings, which was such a blessing for me, because at that time in my life, Catherine, it changed my life. You know, I was in my early 30s and I was a mess. I was a mess. My life, my personal life was a mess. Everything was, it was just a mess. It was crazy who I was back then. And an angel or somehow put this beautiful person in front of me. And I learned some things. I also learned that when you sit down at Seder or you sit down at ritual and they say, you know, it's time to drink the wine, you don't drink the whole glass of wine because you didn't have a lot of opportunities to do that. But what I learned, I know, right? But what I learned was, growing up as Catholic and a Southern Baptist mom who is very open about all religious traditions, what I learned was that there was something missing in the teachings I had that didn't address who I was as a person. None of them explained it.
Yeah, I want to say, though, that although this is Kabbalah, it's inner gazing. Inner gazing can be done by anyone.
Exactly.
I was in China, and some of the people in China wanted to copyright inner gazing or dreaming. It's completely crazy. Everybody dreams. So although the lineage comes from a Kabbalistic background, Kabbalah means to receive. And the first receiving is I receive my own sensations, my own constraints, my own expansions, my own movements, emotions, feelings. I receive that.
Yeah.
And I receive all that in an imaginal way, because this is the language of the body.
Yeah.
So if I'm open to it, I'm looking at you and I already receive images having to do with you. So it's my relationship to you becomes a flower of a particular color with a particular center to it that's quite beautiful, I'm glad to say.
Well, you know, and the reason I brought it up is because before the break, I was talking about, you know, transforming lives. And I was talking about, you know, what it is that you're making us aware of. Oh, by the way, you know, every piece of your work makes us more aware. But also for me, somebody like me that grew up very different, you know, I couldn't speak. I stuttered.
But like that, Moses.
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh. Yeah. He couldn't get his soul out. He couldn't say. The soul couldn't say, so it stuttered. Right?
But, you know, what the gift of that was for me, I learned how to listen. I learned how to ask very deep, profound questions. But I also learned how to use my imagination, you know, I didn't ruminate on thinking because thinking wasn't going to help me. And so from a very young age, I started to draw, I started to create things. But there was this knowing of things. And I think that we as people don't realize that we have the ability to be in that space.
We do.
And we don't
are.
Trust ourselves, do we?
No, we don't. I mean, we don't because, I mean, people see themselves as going to nature. But it's absurd. They are a part of nature. We are a part of nature. We are an animal walking in nature. And we forget that all the sensations, all the movements of the body are part of nature and of the truth of nature. So if I walk in the path that nature wants me to walk in, then my whole body is satisfied and content.
Mm.
And it speaks to me in sensations, expansions, images, right? The mental does something else. It says, well, I can't compete. I'm not doing enough. I really need to work. And the inside is saying, just relax. Relax. Just visualize or dream what needs, what your soul really wants, and let it work for you. Let go and let God, and it's going to work. Because that's how intention works. Right? We create the intent for the dreaming, and then we set it going. Tell me in 3 weeks' time what the answer is. And it's amazing.
It is one of the greatest challenges of our time, too. You know, and it gets back to what you said earlier, Dr. Catherine. It gets back to the fact where things were so slower. People that were in that, you know, in those times, they had time. They could be more patient for things. But, you know, in the book, you know, you talk about Joseph, and we talk about Joseph and incubation and the sapphire imagery, and you bring back Joseph again. You talk about Joseph, the great dreamer. I don't know if that was called the great dreamer, he was known, right, for the story, for the dream. And if there was nothing that we could take away from the Bible, it would be to hold on to the essence of who this person was and the power of this. Because I don't think the Bible presents us with anything that we're not capable of today.
Absolutely. Well, you know, he had a dream when he was a teenager that he was a shop of wheat, and there were shops of wheat all around him that were his family, and they were all bowing to him. And then he had a second dream where they were the stars and the moon and the sun, but he was the center, and they were all bowing to him. And this is what we call a mandala, or a great dream, right? That is showing this, what the soul is. Now, we have to get the garbage out of the way to see what our soul wants to say, right?
Mm.
He, for a moment, was lucky enough that the garbage moved for a moment, and he saw. And then he described it, and then all hell broke loose, because he had a lot to appear. He was a vain young man. He hadn't, he was jealous, he was angry, he was competitive, he was lustful, he was all of those things. So he had to grow through that and fall back into nightmares and clean all that up. And then he became the most, powerful man in Egypt.
Yeah.
The Pharaoh. And so the great dream had shown him what his soul was meant to do. And he saved his people because they were in famine and he fed them, right? He saved the people of Egypt. But if he had not done the work of the inner work of the dreamer, he would not have been able to bring to manifestation his great dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think you talk about here the fact that the subconscious acts like programming in our computer, right? And, you know, what you talk about, unless you're consciously or accidentally open a specific program, it's going to sit there, right? It's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
And yet this is part of, I think, you know, the powerful message of what you're bringing forward. You're helping people, and there are exercises in this book that really help us activate that computer, program.
Right.
And then when we get an answer, we know what it is. I mean,
well, there's also the what I call the tikkun or the repair, because the answer can be half formed or can show you, hey, there's a problem here. There's a skin over that. You've got to peel off. And so if you don't do that, you're not going to get your answer, your secret, your treasure, right?
It's so funny we're talking about this, though. Let me give you an example, because this is a practical part of this that I want people to hear. And I don't mind embarrassing myself a little bit about it, because it's a really true story. When I lost my job after working from the mailroom to a corporate executive, and I woke up one day in 1990, and I didn't recognize myself. Dr. Catherine, I didn't recognize myself. I was getting ready to walk out of my big fat house and get in my super fast sports car. And I'm down in the foyer area, and I have a mirror. Every day I had to check my look, because you're going into the big fat executive job. And I stopped in that mirror, which had gold rim around it. And it's not like you're saying mirror on the wall, who's the fairest, but you kind of are. And the mirror says, I don't recognize you. You're unrecognizable. You're unrecognizable to yourself. And that was a turning point for me. And that day when I went back to work, I could not do what the company wanted me to do. It was inhumane to implement the second downsizing program in the United States and target people with seniority. 1 month, 29 years, so I couldn't do it. But it was as if I had no control over what I would do next. I just knew something different for me. But here's what happened to me. I couldn't fire somebody, and I told them to take my headcount. And they did. And I found myself 6 months short of my own pension, but I never thought about it. All I could think about was going back to school. But here's an example of knowing. I knew I would get back into Columbia, even though I was on the verge of my application expiring. But then after that, I knew I picked a doctoral program. I was encouraged to do that by other people. And my first choice was Claremont.
Was what?
Claremont University in California.
Oh, yeah, in California.
I should have stopped there. But everything, what did you call about the stuff that gets in the way? That stuff,
garbage.
All of that, the garbage. All the garbage then came up. And I went on a pathway where I applied to 25 other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Rejected by all of them for various reasons. Even Columbia, I sent my master's, I sent them to the wrong department. But what school do you think put me on a wait list and accepted me a year later?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I've often thought about, how would I feel? How differently might I have felt at that time if I'd have read this book, if I'd have understood more about myself? Because in today's world, that's the way I'm living. And it doesn't make sense to other people, to be honest with you, Dr. Catherine.
It doesn't, but it does when we begin to work. I mean, I've tried for many, many years not to be too vociferous about it, because people will say, oh, it's magical thinking, or it's all magical thinking, but it's not. And I have my students verify. If the inside says, if you go out, you're going to lose your bracelet. Say, take your bracelet, go out. If you lose the bracelet, a little tick in your dream book, you verify that you know. And so in all of those little instances, I have them check. Or you look at your dreams. Oh, this showed me what was going to happen 3 weeks later. Tick. I am verifying. And the more you verify, the more you begin to believe your inner voice. So let's say when you were young and it said Claremont, that's all you needed.
Yeah. And the reason I share that story, it's just one story. And, you know, what I love about it is the reason you and I are even talking today is the same thing happened to create a network like this. And yet I'm human. I'm like everybody else. The garbage does pile up. You know, the beast you know, does show up. But this is also about, as you say so beautifully in the book, and I would love for you to talk about, you know, when we come full circle and we take a look at repairing relationships and, oh, my gosh, don't we need to do that? Don't we need to repair relationships in the world right now?
We definitely do. I mean, people are completely polarized. Mm. It's frightening. It's black or white. And all the many layers and, that make life beautiful are gone. We've lost the quality of being together. And I think that's part of the pandemic. It's also part of globalization, where people are so frightened they don't they have to create boundaries, artificial boundaries, to return back to something that they understand. And in the process, they radicalize. So it's very sad. This is not the way of dreaming. The way of dreaming is relax. I ask the question. I wait. I receive the answer. That's Kabbalah. I receive, right? I look inside and I see, right? So one of the things about relationships is that people have not understood at all is that there's a difference between emotions and feelings. And if one understands that, it's so much easier. Feelings used to be called virtue.
Yes, that's right.
People don't like that word anymore because it's too, puritanical or whatever. But it really is a difference between being constricted, I'm so angry, I'm constricted, to I'm in love and I'm all expanded. Well, love is a feeling, anger is an emotion. And when we begin to understand how we work inside, how our energy, our life force works inside, we have a handle on how to grow feeling. We need to grow feeling in our country. Compassion, caring, love, right?
Yeah.
It's not popular, but it sure works better.
I'll tell you, though, here's the thing. You know, I did an interview with a company that did a survey for, I think they were referencing Generation Zers, and they're a recruiting company. And they talked about the finding in the survey. And usually when you interview people, you ask somebody, what do you want from your company, right? Do you want – actually, that's what – I studied psychological contracts for 10 years. What happens when you violate them? You know, some of the more emotional research that just made me depressed. But when they did the study, here's what they found. See, they thought that they were going to come back and say, oh, money, I want to work for a company that's got money. No. They just across the board, it was some ridiculous percentage. It was like 96-97% said compassion and empathy. I need to work at a place, compassion and empathy. And what I loved about the people that represent, I said, okay, did you take that back to companies? And they said, yes, we gave them the report. I said, no, that's not what I mean. Do you know if these companies in America, right, do they know what to do with the data you found? Because you just did a great study, and I would venture to say they're not alone. But what are they going to do with that? You see, because that's a culture change, isn't it?
It is.
And they never answered that question.
But Dr. Pat,
yeah.
I don't think that they know the difference. Again, I want to emphasize that between emotion, which is a movement out or a movement in, it's constriction, it's hard, and an expansion.
Yeah.
And compassion is an expansion. It's a generosity. It's a giving. It's a trusting. And this is a work that has to be done by the companies, by the families, by the couples. They have to learn how to do this. To me, this is a big part of the work. And it's the best way to transform is through the imagery. There is no other way but to go into the subconscious and dream it. And that creates the transformation. Nothing else creates transformation like the subconscious. And it's very quick.
You end the book with an invitation. I call it an invitation. You say something like, I wish you well as you plunge. I just lost that phrase. I have such a visualization of that. You know, actually, the visualization I have is from the Matrix movies where they actually unplug Neo and they're pulling him out and he's just plunged down into this place to his freedom. And then you go on to say the heart will reveal its treasures, right? And you call them far surpassing the treasures of the mind. Ask your subconscious, for it will always show you the truth.
This is true. Hello, Pat?
That is the gateway. See, that if I don't, if, and that's why you have to go back then and read the book again. Because what you then say is, this is my pathway to freedom. You know, this is my pathway to unlimited possibilities. You know, this really takes me away from fear, you know, and how fear can radiate in all different directions, right? This takes us to a pathway that will allow us to not just see our dreams, but to be our dreams. And I wanted to ask you, that really is a very big part of the conversation and the book. Not to just see your dreams, but to be your dreams, right?
That seeing removes us, right? It's not about being removed. That's why I have a whole chapter on the difference between symbolism and true dreaming. True imagination, true dreaming is an experience where we're in the experience. I'll give you an example of a lady who's an old student of mine, and she calls me up. She said, I have to see you right away. I'm very, very, very angry. And she was very, very, very angry. Comes into the office and spouts about how angry she is with her husband who lost his job 6 months before. And so when she finally let it all out, I said, good, close your eyes, breathe out, and return to the first time you fell in love. Well, because she was in that inner space, she felt it. Then she opened her eyes and she was very pissed at me. She didn't want to feel that. But guess what? The next day, he got a job. And that to me is how it works, right? I know it sounds completely crazy, but she had opened up enough. She'd felt the love for a second, and that allowed the dreaming to happen and for him to get his job.
Yeah, yeah. And it is that quick. See, that's really the thing, too, that we can't say enough. It is that quick. It is instantaneous. It is just the way you described it. You know, I didn't think the moment I turned to Linda and said, I'm going to get a PhD. I didn't think. There wasn't any, like, logical, like, oh, let me. It was just something that came to me. And yet at the same time, so, so powerful. It's such a powerful way of being. And I wanted to thank you for bringing this to the forefront. I mean, you've done this many, many times in your teachings over the years. But this book in particular, for me, it, you know, I went back and I read multiple things, but also the exercises, the techniques in the book are so powerful. They're extremely powerful.
Yeah. Very simple, the whole thing is to create a little jolt that will push the mental out of the place, right, out of the way, so we can truly look, right,
yeah.
So we can truly dream.
And I wanted to thank you. Would you mind telling folks how they can get a copy of the book, how they can find out more about you, and then I'd love to know your personal message for today.
Well, I mean, the new website is coming up. It should be up tomorrow, I hope. If not, it'll be Monday, and it's called theschoolofimages.org. And so on the website, you can find everything about the school, the teachings, the certifications, and so forth. We have a lot of teachers that have been certified. And then on all of the main platforms, you can get the book, like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other places where one buys books. Right.
I'm looking forward to seeing it on the website. Yeah.
So it'll be on the website, and you can click on the website and buy it right away. And audio Kindle will appear on the 25th of July.
Mm. Thank you so much for today. What do you want to leave us with? What's your personal message?
Just if you want to transform, plunge. Plunge into yourself. Plunge into inner gazing. Transformation will occur in the instant and will be definitive. It's the quickest way if you want to reach your dreams.
I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to just hold on to that very, very tightly. Thank you so much for joining
me. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed speaking with you a lot.
Yeah, and for those of you out there, there's so much more in the book. I mean, it's fascinating. It's interesting. But you get to practice some of this. You get to transform. We'll see you next time, everyone.
On this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
As we take a break between these 2 hours of Transformation Talk Radio, I'm Nate here in Alternative Talk 1150 AM for an 11 AM traffic update. And starting with I-5, you're going to run into some heavy traffic between Boeing Field and I-90 as you head north. And then for those of you in the Renton area, traveling on 167 towards 405 will run slow, beginning at the Valley Medical Center. And if you're continuing north onto 405, that same heavy traffic will continue through the Renton S-curves. And that's it for this traffic update. After this news break, on the second hour of Transformation Talk Radio, we continue with the Dr. Pat Show, and the Angel Lady Sue Storm joins the show to speak about the angels Joseph and Caroline.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Actor James Caan is dead at the age of 82.
You're taking us very personal. Tom, this is business, and this man has taken it very, very personal.
Caan is best known for his roles in classic films like The Godfather and Misery. The actor's family posted on his Twitter account that he died Wednesday evening. After pleading guilty in a Russian court, WNBA star Brittany Griner now faces up to a decade in prison. The Phoenix Mercury star stood accused of having under a gram of cannabis oil in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow back in February. She entered her plea while saying she didn't want to break the law. Actor Denzel Washington and Olympic gymnast Simone Biles topped the list of notables at an upcoming Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs and Arizona Senator John McCain will be awarded the medals posthumously. COVID cases are spiking, with the positivity rate climbing to a five-month high. Dr. Jason Bowling of the University of Texas Health System says the virus is mutating and there are two dominant strains.
Both of these appear to be pretty able to get around the antibodies from prior infections.
Even though the positivity rate is spiking, hospitalizations and deaths remain low. Public health experts are now predicting COVID will transition from a pandemic to an endemic within 2 years. Forecasters are maintaining their prediction of a well above average 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. Rick Hoschel has details.
Researchers at Colorado State University are calling for 20 named storms, 10 hurricanes, and 5 major storms of Category 3 or higher. Warmer than normal waters in the tropical Atlantic and Caribbean, a low chance of an El Nino weather pattern, and an active West African monsoon season are some of the reasons for the above-normal prediction.
SpaceX is celebrating a successful launch from Florida. The aerospace company sent another batch of 50 Starlink satellites into space earlier this morning. SpaceX is working on a long-term goal to use the equipment to provide affordable internet access across the globe. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into donnycoe.org. That's D-O-N-E.
And now for your Alternative Talk weather outlook. For today, we'll have partly sunny skies throughout the day, giving us a high near 73 and southern winds around 6 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 57. For tomorrow, we'll see gradually clearing skies throughout the day, bringing us a high near 75 and a low around 57. And taking a look at the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday should be partly sunny skies, with highs in the low 70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat, and we have an action-packed show for you today. We are talking about joy. How do the angels bring joy into your life? How do you find more joy? We get so caught up in our everyday lives and what we have to do for our children and our career and everything, we forget about our personal joy, what we're here to do and how we can manifest the peace and the love and the I just have to use that word again, joy, for everything that is going on in your life. So, Jason, could you give out the number so they can call in and we can start with our callers? I'd be real excited about doing that.
Sure, and just a quick clarification, it's Nathan, not Jason, but our phone number.
Sorry.
It happens all the time. So many different names I get called. Anyway, our phone number for the station is 425-373-5527, and toll-free is 1-888-298-5569.
Oh, perfect. Okay. At least I called you a nice name.
Yeah. I think they're all pretty much nice names. I don't think I've heard a rude one yet.
And Jason, by the way, is the name of our angel of organization. Helps you get things done and get them done quickly. And so I have that name on my mind because I got a lot to do these days. All right. Okay, so if you'd like to call in and talk to the angels and get some guidance, get a little mini reading, get some, have the angels answer your questions, but also you will get the three angel names of the angels who are with you for your life's purpose. So everyone has one archangel and two guardian angels that are with them for their life's purpose. And once you know your life's purpose and once you're working on that path and not distracted by so many things going on around you in your life, once you're working on that path, you get happier, healthier, there is more, it just life is easier. You're more in the flow. There's more going on. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. So let's get started, and we're going to talk about joy, and that's what we're going to be doing today. The angels, how can they provide joy to you? They can bring you the peace, the comfort, the love. If you just think about angel love, the joy that comes with angel love, you will find that peace within you, that peace that you've been looking for. So let's talk about the angels. We have Joseph, who's the angel of joy, and he's available to bring that feeling to you at any time. And then we have Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking, and she's with you most of the day, but mostly to keep you positive. You know, when this happens and that happens and you start to spiral down, talk to Caroline. Let her pick you back up. And then you have the angels that elevate your thoughts and feelings. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. Tara is the angel of love. And these angels guide you, they uplift you, they help you. Welcome them into your life. Your life will change if you start thinking about your angels, know who they are, how to work with them. Your life will change. It'll be happier, healthier, and more prosperous. Your angels can help you with finances as well. So it's much more prosperous. Do you have someone on the line? Wonderful.
Yes, we do. And that is Daniil calling us from Bellevue. Welcome to the show, Daniil. You're live with the angel lady, Sue Storm.
Hi.
Hello. Could you, so I tend to be a negative person and maybe people try to avoid me sometimes. Could you help me there and tell me who my angels are?
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you're a negative type person. Is that, you know, some people, if what, no matter what happens, they go to the worst. They drop down to, oh, but what if this happens? What if that happens? Is that you? That you do?
Pardon?
Did you miss what I was saying? I think we need to be a little louder here, so I can hear her. Go ahead.
So, sometimes I tend to be negative, and people tend to avoid me because of that. So if you could help me with who my angels are.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. So I was going to help you with turning your life around and being more positive, too. Can we do both?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. So your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. Arts and invention, and probably the things that bother you are the things you haven't communicated that you're kind of holding on into, that you're holding on to. And then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, peace and harmony, and that would be wonderful to have that in your life. So talk to Sarah and let her help you with that. And then you also have Joseph, the angel of joy. So he's there. He's waiting. He's tapping you on the shoulder to bring some joy into your life. But what I wanted to tell you, because what the angels were saying to me, is any sentence that starts with what if is a sentence, like a negative sentence, because there is no way to fix a what if. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I don't? What if I'm never loved? Whatever if any sentence that you can take what if and put it at the beginning of that sentence, it's going to start spiraling you down. So when you get that and you realize that that's happening, then talk to Caroline, that angel of positive thinking.
Caroline, okay.
Yeah, and the way you talk to your angels is just like you talk to a friend. You know, Caroline, help me out here. I need to lift me up. Give me something wonderful to think about. Open an opportunity for me. Talk to her just like you would talk to a friend. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Should I continue?
That's it for the callers for now. And if you want to get a call for finding out which angels are speaking to you, our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. We'll get you to speak with the angel lady, Sue Storm.
And away we go. Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about me. If you haven't heard me on the Dr. Pat Show, I have been on this show for 20 years. Oh, my gosh. And it's a long time. Just in case you missed me, or this is your first time, I had a near-death experience when I was a child, and I was wrapped in my blankets and suffocating, and I saw these five flying white objects over my head. And even though I was quite young, I could count. So I knew that there, excuse me, I knew that there were five. And then this incredible feeling came over me, and I knew I was going to be saved. It's almost like something you can't describe. When I got to be 4 years old, an adult male voice would talk to me and tell me what was going to happen. I would know different things that, like if I was sat down to a board game, I would know if I was going to win before I started. Just all these messages and comfort came through. And many, many years later, I found out that that male voice I called my little man all my life, and I found out in my 30s, was Archangel Michael. So the angels have been with me, and they've helped me, and I can hear them, see them, feel them. And it is such a blessing that I can connect you with your angels. I can tell you who they are, how they help you. We have a Dr. Pat special that I can tell you about a little later, where you can call in and get a session with me at half price, so we can work on your particular issues and how the angels can help you and help you make more money and be happier and help you in your career. Unlimited. We have unlimited resources when you're working with your angels. Okay. All right. So what I wanted to tell you, my website is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And if you you can check it all over and find out all about me, but if you go to the menu prompt that says Ask Sue, and then you fill out the form that comes up, and you put in there Angel First Aid Techniques, I will send you a download of some of the Angel First Aid Techniques that help you with success. These have been created by the angels to help you with success. It's colorful, it's pretty, it's something you can keep with you. You can give it as a gift if you'd like. And it talks all about angel first aid. And that's what we do. We got someone else or we got a break? What do we got here?
We have Susan calling on to the show from Seattle. Welcome to the show, Susan. You're live with Sue on the Angel Lady.
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, hi there, Sue. I'm just thinking who my angels are. It's been kind of a dark cloud over me here recently.
I'm having trouble hearing. Can you
Can you hear?
Sure, I'll just kind of repeat. She said she has a dark cloud hanging over her. Her name is Susan from Seattle.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called because we need to dissipate that cloud, don't we? And
yeah.
Lighten it up. Okay. So your angels are, let's see. You, by the way, Susan is the angel of travel. Do you like to travel?
Love to travel.
Yeah, so take Susan with you. She helps you find the right places and new adventures and to keep you safe. So Susan is the angel of travel. All right, so your archangel is Gabriel, messages, communication, arts, and invention. That's your archangel. And then you have, you have Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love. And you have Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, who's the angel of creativity. Are you a creative as well? Because you have two art angels and creativity angels.
I don't consider myself creative, but, you know, I guess it's subjective. But
well, maybe that's a part of you you haven't examined yet. You haven't, and your angels can help you. But what I'm hearing is that you're creative with your thoughts. You create a lot of things in your mind. Maybe you haven't followed through with them, but maybe they're not artsy. But you're very good at creating, I hear.
Oh, very good. So this is Bettina. Is creativity correct?
Yeah, but Bettina is the angel, the artistic angel. Is that what you just asked me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Gabriel also is arts and invention, and so the arts is in there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And then Tara, of course, is the angel of love. I think you can figure that one out.
I think that's what it is, yes.
Yeah, and you can call it, you know, just because you don't have these as your particular angels that are created for your life's purpose or come with you at the time that you're born, you can call on any of the angels. In fact, if you go to the website, theangellady.net, and just put in where it says ask me, you know, just put in a question, send me a glossary of angels, I'll send you all the angels. I've identified 120 angels, and I'll send you a list as well as the success techniques. No charge, just for you to help you all out.
So
does that help
you?
Do you have any other questions?
Can I say who my husband's angels are?
I got to have his first name.
Jonathan.
Okay, good. Well, interesting, because Jonathan, well, now this is interesting that both of you have names of my angels. So Jonathan is the angel of business. Susan is the angel of travel. Isn't that interesting? Okay. So he has Trevor, who's the angel of stocks, the stock market. That's interesting. I don't know if he does that, but he may look into it. And then he has Solomon, who's the angel of safety, security, emotional security, as well as financial security. There's your money angel. And his archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. Is he a compassionate guy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. A good man. You ended up with a good man. How lucky you are.
Very much so.
That should get rid of the cloud.
Yes, it should, isn't it? And that's what I have to remind myself. So
well,
it is.
Thank you very much for calling. And if you wanted to, get the Dr. Pat special and get some information, this is my direct number, 800-323-1790. That's my direct number for a mini session and to take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, okay?
Oh, that sounds really good. Thank you
so
much.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. I'd love to talk to you again.
Thank you, Sue. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And if you want to get in line to have a reading about which angels are with you today, we have this angel lady, Sue Storm, hosting for Dr. Pat today. And our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll free at 888-298-5569. Back to you, Sue.
Okay. Are we due for a break? Am I missing something or are we not going to take it?
We'll take it at about the half hour.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. All right, good. Okay. So I'm going to go to the angel first aid techniques, the ones that I've been talking about. And the first one is about having goal in mind, goal setting. And it's really important that you do goal setting. And also I want to give you some secrets from the angelic secrets. Have your goals small so that you can achieve them. And then you get excited. Oh, gosh, I got that. And then another goal. And then you get excited because you've gotten that one. And put yourself on miracle watch. And we have verdict watch and we have tornado watch. Put yourself on miracle watch and start looking for miracles and being aware of very small miracles. Your angels give you lots of messages, and they come not only in the form of a voice that you hear, but sometimes in the form of something you find or something you see, finding a feather or something that just comes out of the blue, you know, and they have different ways of letting you know they're there and letting you know that you can contact them at any time. And again, if you're asking to manifest something, like if you need a new car, you need a new job, or you need a new house, or you're asking to manifest something, talk to your angels before you go to bed at night, because they don't sleep. They can work on it, and you're in a peaceful place, and that helps. So make your request before you go to sleep at night. So now we're going to the remedy called goal setting. And what you want to do is you want to have a pad of paper by the side of your bed or somewhere, and across the top you write Angel Miracles Fill My Day. And then put down a couple things that you would like. What are some goals that you would like? Don't make them too large, like I make $1 million a day. You know, that's too large. Your body isn't going to accept that. And you can't manifest what your body doesn't accept. There's another little note from the angels. So you have to be able to accept whatever happens. And so Angel Miracles Fill My Day. And then put down a few of the things that you want. If you're a salesperson, how many sales you want to make or how things are going to be. If you just have some goals like errands that you have to do or things that you have to do, put them down on the list. And make your list short. You don't want to overwhelm yourself. Make your list short. Pick the ones that are the most important. Okay. And that's our first one. And your affirmation is, I have a definite goal in mind. I have a definite goal in mind. All right. Now we're going to go to the second one is, I have a choice in what I do. It's really important that you know you have choice, no matter what this dark cloud is over your head, no matter what you're thinking or what negativity is around you, you have a choice. You may not like the choice, but you always have a choice. I can do this, I can do that. And a way to accomplish what you're looking to do. All right. And so in the choice of what you do, there is a remedy that brings you peace of mind, and it's like called it a peace. And what you want to do is you want to think of a pie. You could write it down. You can draw a pie and then draw the different pieces. And this is the P-I-E-C-E that brings you the P-E-A-C-E. So a piece of pie. And then put down your goals on each piece of the pie. If you have 8 pieces, put down 8 goals. And if there are little chores or things you need to do, then go ahead and take a piece per day so you don't overwhelm yourself. One of the important things is not to get stressed and not to overwhelm yourself and to let the angels help you, guide you, and just know that they're there. You now have a support system. If you're listening to this program, you have a support system. You have your angels to be there with you, to help you, to guide you, to uplift you. And you're never alone. In fact, the message Archangel Michael has told me to pass out to all of you is you're never alone and there's always hope. So there you go with you're never alone and then your choices. There's always some hope. And hope is a beautiful, beautiful energy. If you ever want to just think about from your shoulders down, just put in the energy of hope. Hope is a wonderful energy. Okay, and our next one, this is our fourth one, is I have recreational time. And it's really important, even if you just take 5 minutes and say, I'm taking a break, but you just do a meditation break. You just feel relaxation. You just let the angels come in and help you with relaxation. And just being the person that you really want to be, the happy, healthy, relaxed person. That's always important with the angels. And the next one, oh, I love this one. This is, I am determined to win. And it's not about fighting your way to the top. It's about being a winner inside, filling that hole, that emptiness that's inside of you, letting your angels be there with you, knowing that you're important, knowing that you're special, knowing that you have something that you were created, you are unique, and you were created to do on this earth and on this planet. Everyone is unique. And that's what your angels are for. That's why knowing who your angels are helps you with your life's purpose, helps you with guidance. It also If you know the three angels for your children, it helps you know what direction to let them follow or to encourage them, what direction to encourage them, because you'll know from their angels what they're meant to do. So this is about go for the gold. And just think about, you know, having a gold ribbon by placed around your neck by an archangel. And just really feel the applause and how good you feel because you deserve that gold. And you do. You really do. The next one is, I am truly appreciating life. And we're going to stop and think about that again. Because appreciation is something that's very important. Not just gratitude and thankfulness, but appreciation. We create more. So if you appreciate one of the little things that someone does for you, people will do more. If you appreciate something that you've earned or you get, you will get more. It's always a way of creating or manifesting and for yourself. And believing, really believing that you have the right to be wealthy, you have the right to be prosperous, and you have the right to be healthy and strong, and you have all those angels around you to help you with it. It's amazing. You really need to try it if you haven't already attempted to try it. That's good. Okay. All right, we're going to do one more. Do we have one more before we go to break? Is that good?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so this one is, it's actually, I have the fuel for success. Now, that's really interesting, because without power, without strength, you just, you get along, but you don't actually have that that pump going that's helping you get to success, that energy level that you absolutely need to get there. So one of the things I want to tell you is to move the energy, visually move the energy from your abdomen and your chest towards your back. This remedy is called backbone, and if you move it towards your back, you will be stronger, you'll be more confident, people won't mess with you, and it gives you a power. It helps with your power. So use backbone. And all these remedies that I've been telling you about and affirmations, they're all in the Angel First Aid books, which you can get on Amazon.com. There's a variety. I've written 5 books, so there's a variety. There's Angel First Aid remedies for life, love, and prosperity. There's Angel First Aid remedies for miracles, Rx for miracles, Rx for success. You have a whole variety of different books to help you, to use as a little handbook to get the angels to help you and make your life better. Okay, I think we can go to break.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in enlightened environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
To awaken your magic within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we are talking about your angels, who they are, what they do, how they help, and what they can do to make your life better, easier, happier, and more joyful. Today's subject is joy. How do you bring joy into your life?
And just real quick, as you're listening to the conversation or the information about these angels, if you want to know what your angels are and for the day, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll-free at 888-298-5569. That'll get you in line to speak with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, filling in for the Dr. Pat Show.
Okay. And while we're giving out information, I will give you my website again. It's theangellady.net. theangellady.net. My personal number, if you want to get a session with me or get information on the books or ask a question, is 800-323-1790. And there's multiple angel first aid books, and they're like a little handbook. This isn't a book you read through and that's it. This is a book you use. If there's a directory in the back that tells you, I mean, if you're feeling lonely, what remedy do you use? What angel do you talk to? This is something that a little, I don't know if you call it a guidebook, but it's something, handbook for happiness is really what my angel just said. They just came through and said that. A handbook for happiness. And it just recently in hardcover is Angel First Aid RX for Miracles just went into hardcover. You can get it on Amazon.com. It's the second edition, and it's a beautiful pink cover with a beautiful hand-painted angel on the front. And there's just all kinds of information in it. There's affirmations, there's stories, success stories. In fact, in that book, there is a whole page devoted to Benny from the Dr. Pat Show and some of his success. And also, there is a whole page, now that I think about it, devoted to Dr. Pat and that's in the friendship chapter. So we have lots of interesting things that are in the Angel First Aid books, and again, they're all available on Amazon.com, and if you want to call me for a little mini reading, I'll tell you about the Dr. Pat special. You pay for one half hour, and you get the second half hour at no charge. So you get an hour of time with the angels. You can ask them for guidance on any subject, health, happiness, family. They're really good at business, prosperity. You know, check in with your angels and let them help you. So now Dr. Pat always pulls a card, and so I pulled an angel card. I thought that would be interesting, and the one that I pulled for today's show is vision. Vision. What is your vision? What is your vision for your life? Think about it. Think about the energy of the future in your body. What is the future? You don't have to put a lot of emphasis on what the future is, but what is your vision for the future? If you just feel the energy, and the energy of joy, by the way, is 540. So that's the energy for joy. So if you think of 540, and sometimes I just write the 540 on my chest, get that number 540, think of the energy of 540. This is the energy of joy. And this will pick you up. When you wake up in the morning, my angel just came in and said this, when you wake up in the morning, especially for our callers, do the 540. Put the energy of joy in your body. And then see how your day doesn't turn around and how others don't treat you differently and respect you more, and because you're filled with joy. And maybe even listen to your advice. That's funny, because people often don't listen to us. We work with our angels. They give us good advice, and then who's listening, right? Especially children, but sometimes they do. Okay, all right. So the next thing we're going to do is talk about the angels themselves. They wanted me to talk to you. I'm listening to them. They wanted me to tell you about them, so I will. The female angels always seem to have curly, long pipe curls. They seem to have the longer curls in their hair. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do, and that
okay,
is
we'll
Gregory.
Oh. The description after that. Who do we have?
Okay, we have Gregory calling us from Tulalip. Welcome to the show, Gregory. You're live with the angel lady, Sue Storm.
Hi. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, this is Deborah Gregory.
Oh, Deborah Gregory. Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, how are you? I was thinking about you.
Oh,
you've been on
well, thank
my
you.
List
I'm,
of people
I'm
to
doing
call.
Good.
Okay, how are you doing?
Oh, good. I haven't. Well, I've come up with a couple of ideas, but not to the point where I'm not gelled enough to call you yet. I'm waiting a little bit.
Oh, okay.
In the interim, I forgot to ask you for my daughter and my granddaughter's angels.
Okay, I need a first name. But give me one at a time.
Okay, my daughter is Leah.
Okay. She has also Sarah, that angel of harmony. And,
oh, that's good.
And then the Bettina, is she creative? She's got Bettina.
Yeah.
The angel of creativity. And her archangel.
Was it Patina?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Was it Patina? Or
Betina? B-E-T-T-I-N-A. Like Bet. Is that what? B-E-T-T-I-N-A. Did you get that?
Oh, okay.
Betina.
Tina. Okay, creativity. All right.
Yeah. Okay. And then her archangel is a money one. She has Uriel, U-R-I-E-L.
Uh-huh.
And that's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity.
Oh, awesome.
So,
very good.
Okay.
And her daughter's name is Ruby.
Okay. She has fun angels. She has Evelyn, the angel of manifesting.
Oh, that's one of mine, too. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, she has that Susan, the angel of travel. So she's going to go places. And then her archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Oh, that fits perfectly.
Does it fit? Okay.
Yeah, it sure does. Compassion, oh, yes. And compassion
perfect.
And, huh?
I said perfect. I'm just glad that that it worked. Let me give you a message from your angels. They have a message for you. You know, you're on the right path, they say. Keep moving forward. Don't get distracted. And they tell me you're on the right path. And that they want you to smile more. They said you have a beautiful smile. And to and they enjoy seeing you smile. There you go.
Oh, my God. That is so true. And you're right. It does help. Oh, sweet. Well, good. Thank you for giving these to me.
Okay. Do you have any of the books?
The what?
Do you have any of my Angel First Aid books?
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Well, we're going to make sure you do.
Oh, good. Because I did go to Barnes, and they didn't have any at that moment. So.
Okay. All right. Then you can look up the angels on the books. All right. Thank you. I'm so glad you called.
Okay, thanks. You have a good time. How's your daughter doing?
Well, we're all good. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hey, bye-bye.
Are we clear here, or do we keep going?
All clear, and that means we have an open phone line. If you want to get in right away, just get us a call at 425-373-5527.
All right. We're going back to what the angels look like. Okay, so here we go. So the female angels have longer hair. It usually is around their shoulders. It usually, the way I see them, I mean, I think you can see them in different ways depending on who you are, and because they will come to you in the way that you understand and you know. So, and in the language, you know, they don't always come in English, speak to you in English if you speak Spanish. They will show themselves in a way you'll understand, and they will speak to you in a way you'll understand. So that's one nice thing. But I always see them that way, and I always see them wearing a long gown that's like a chiffon material, and it's always a pastel. And that's the way they come to me. And that's the way that I see them. They're not always white. They can, you know, be different nationalities. They vary. And at different times, they will do different things. They'll look slightly different depending on what I need and what I'm helping other people with. All right. So then the males are kind of interesting. They have like a toga. They wear like a toga. They have sandals on their feet. And their hair is also longer. It's about shoulder length. And the wings on the females, as I see them, are white. And they go up over their head like white and feathery. And then come all the way down, maybe even to the ground. They're very large. And on the males, the wings are golden, and they come out from the center of the back, and they're smaller. They don't go up over their head. They just go kind of straight out and down. So that's the way I see them. You could kind of ask your angels what they look like and see what you get and see what your angels look like. So let's see. Let me ask them what else they want to do. Okay. They want to say how to communicate with them. And one of the little exercises that I use when people say, well, I want to hear my angels, what I do is I have them visualize sitting on a park bench with Bettina, that angel of creativity, sitting next to them, and then ask Bettina a very simple question where it's going to be a yes or no answer. Bettina, are you there for me? And then you'll hear the answer. Or, Bettina, you know, do you love me? And you'll either hear the answer or you'll feel it or both. You'll hear it and feel it. And it comes in different ways to different people because that's how their angels communicate with them. So that's the way you can practice. And then once you've gotten to the point where you can go beyond a yes or no question and ask something where there'll be a longer answer, make sure it's always a single question and not a two-part. You don't want to say, am I going to get this new job and am I going to like it? You want to split that up and you want to say, Bettina, am I going to get the new job at, if you want to say the place, and then let her give you the yes or no. And then you can go back and ask again, Bettina, am I going to like where I work? And then get the yes or no. And that's a way you can communicate. It's a way to practice. I say it's like playing the piano. You have to play chopsticks first before you learn how to actually play the piano and play tunes. So and play songs. So that's practicing to be with your angels. And then just accept them. Accept them in your life. Know that they're there. There is no specific religion. Angels are there with you from the time you're born, no matter what religion you are. And even if you don't have a specific church-type religion and you just want to be with your angels, it's fine. They're there. They're there, chosen for you. They're there for you, to love you, to be with you, and just to make life easier. In fact, any affirmation or anything that you're trying to achieve, put with ease at the end. So I want to make more money. I want to increase my income with ease. Keep the with ease at on there. And what I do, I'm going to tell you a secret. I have the easy button from Staples, and I have several of them, one in my office, one where I do my readings, and I just keep pushing on the easy button. So, and I've given them away as gifts. I gave them away to some college students who were kids that were graduating and going to college, and their mother said, oh, I keep hearing the easy buttons go off. So just think, it's a reminder. Just think of living a life with ease, with joy, with your angels. Okay. All right. Do we have anybody else, or how much time do we think we have here?
Not at the moment. Nobody on the line. But if you do want to get a call into the show and find out which angels are with you today, we have Sue Storm, the angel lady, with us on the Dr. Pat Show today, and she will give you all of that information. And just give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll-free at 888-298-5569.
Okay. What are we going to do next? Should we ask the angels what they want to do next? They want me to tell you, this is such a cool gift because I don't have to do a lot of thinking. I just listen. It's wonderful. And probably someone listening to me, you're getting your angel messages too. If you, women sometimes feel like it's an aha or just even they might think it's women's intuition. You just get a feeling, you get a knowing, and that's your angels speaking to you. And I'm sure they've been talking to you since they were children, since you were children, they're there, and you probably heard them more when you were young, and that would, if you can think back, that would help you. Men consider their angel messages a gut reaction, a hunch. You know, they just got this idea or this just came to them. But where did it come from? It could have come from your angels. It's learning how to connect with them and then knowing how you can follow that through. So what do we got there?
We have a caller on the line here waiting for us. Want to go ahead and take it now or just finish up
quick
comment?
Sure, now.
Okay, we have Kate calling all the way from the East Coast in Florida. Welcome to the show, Kate. You're live with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well. And you?
Good, good. And did you want your angel names?
An angel reading, if I may.
Okay. Okay, so the angels are not like, I'm not like a psychic. I can't just pull things for you. So tell me what you'd like to know. Tell me, be specific, what would you like to know, and then I can go from there.
Give me a subject.
Give me something to go on. I can't pull things without having a direction.
Family.
I didn't hear her. Family. Okay. All right. Problems with the family? Is that what it is? Or family not getting along?
No, just any direction in and around family.
Okay. All right. So the first thing I'm getting is to put that joy into your body, to think of the 540 vibration of joy, and allow it to permeate, because it, once it's inside of you, it'll permeate into your aura and bring joy to others. So that could help. You're a very, here it's coming through now. You're a very special soul. You have a lot of healing gifts. You have a lot of compassion, understanding, and allowing that to show through. Do you kind of hold back? Is that what they're trying to tell me?
No, I don't think I hold back. I'm not sure if it was you or another messenger earlier speaking of wherever people are, they are in the perfection of their path. And so while I do have a great deal of compassion and understanding, and I don't verbalize judgment around other people's choices.
Okay.
I have internalized judgment sometimes.
Okay.
And it really struck a chord with me that when any sort of judgment thought comes in, to send healing thoughts and light rather than judgment.
Okay, okay, and I have a little different way of doing it. I have send blessings, and if there is send blessings to the situation, angels send blessings to the situation with so and so, whatever it is, with the person's name and then the situation. And just send blessings to the situation. That flips it around. That starts sending miracles and magic as opposed to, the light does it too, but to add this to your repertoire. So always say, angel, send blessings to the situation. Okay? That's really the reason you called, they're telling me, so that they could tell that to you. Okay? That good?
That's good.
All right. And your energy has changed since we started talking. It's lifted you up as well. So I'm sending blessings to you. All right? I'm so glad that you called.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right. Okay. So let's do some closing thoughts, because am I right? I have 3 minutes?
That's correct.
Okay.
About 2 minutes, actually.
You can tell I've done this before. All right. Okay. All right. So we're going to do some closing thoughts. Well, first, I'm going to give you out how to reach me, because connecting with the angels, doing a session with them, getting their perspective on things. Sometimes your perspective is different than what the angels say, and they add a different grace. They add a different thought. A different thought pattern. You know, it's just really beneficial. So I recommend it. And the Dr. Pat special is you pay for one, and you get the other 1/2 hour, and you get the other one at no charge, so you're getting a 2-for-1. The website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and the 800 number to reach me directly is 800-323-1790. Okay, 800-323-1790. All right. And the message for today is just feel the joy. Make joy a part of your life. Make the angels a part of your life. And just feel that joy. How is that? Did I get close?
That was perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Good talking to you, too.
Bye, everyone.